Let's take a simple example. A child who has a visual impairment obviously is going to need some sort of an accommodation on a paper pencil test to be able to read the material. However, if that child is a hearing impaired child, it's not going to be particularly helpful, and it might actually impair that child's performance to give him or her a large print version of the test, or certainly a braille version, because obviously this is something that the child does not use during instruction and it would not be helpful. So we need to think about accommodations, even though those are the most obvious examples. We need to think about all accommodations with that in mind. We also need to consider accommodations by subtest or the test demands, the assessment demands. Obviously, some tests, like a reading comprehension or a reading test, if you use a reader, someone who is going to read the test to the student, you're going to nullify that score. That's going to become a score that's considered a non-standard score because the accommodation really destroyed the validity of the information that you're getting from that. You're not learning anything about how well the child can read. You're learning how well the child can listen to a reader and respond to certain questions. So those kinds of decisions are not just something that can be made quickly or in isolation. It does require that the IEP team understand a lot about the assessment itself and what kinds of decisions and what kinds of inferences you want to make from the scores that come from that assessment. And, of course, they must know the student.